ולכך יש לך לידה.
Erasable. batteries last 5 hours, v'chein hala. So I'm telling you information from point A to point B. I'm telling you a property of something that I know. Even if I tell you that Yankel is in the house, I'm saying this is the house. And another factor is that Yankel is inside it. So every type of idea links two points together. In there are three ways in which I can describe that relationship. One is Mikra. Yankel's in the house. So there I'm telling you two events that are randomly connected. The connection itself says nothing about anything. It just tells you that Yankel's in the house. A second type of relationship is that Yankel's in the house is probably in the house because he owns the house. So there is a relationship between the owner and the house, and that is that there's a tendency to find the owner in the house. That's something which is a relationship that one is that there's a cause and effect. The third one is, if I tell you this house has foundations or pillar or supporting wall, then I'm telling you something that's muhrach. A house must have these things, and therefore I'm defining you an essential feature of the house itself. So we have three levels of idea. Bearing in mind that the idea is associating two points. One is Efshari, one is Ro'ui, and one is Mukrachas. Efshari means it's a possibility. When I say Yankel is in the house, the only thing that I've stated categorically is that there's no reason why Yankel can't be in the house. But other than that, I haven't said anything. Then there is a idea which creates an association, and that's called Ro'ui. And then there's an idea which defines something, and that's called Mukrachas. He says, Vayidia sheyesi idea is Mukrachas, negze hiske shloisha l'shoinim, bezer. Ki idea sarsi yis efshik, but they move in the vice plenty. Memes who be vice plenty, I'll make an interest of, okay, no shit up, kisham, there's no particular reason why Yankos means a house here, but he happens to be here. Idea sheni is idea mashuroy shekachliya. Ukomoyshu idea shodom yeshu adayim. Vidova zehu yidiv mashuroy. Mikomukom efshi odom below yadayim. So I've defined a relationship. The hand is part of a normal human body, but it's not something that is mukhrach. Because it doesn't define man. The idea is yidiv mukhrachas. The efshe shir rak my shehaya. My idea shodem en aholach b'le ruach hayim. I tell you the person that only people that walk are living people. V'dov is a idea muchachati. My idea she efshe shir ben ach is a idea gemura. So when I tell you an event that could or could not be, then I do not have any really idea muchachas in it. Yivoda means to become aware. It's not to know, but to understand. You know, if I tell you that this beam over here is absolutely necessary for the house and can't live without it, that's something that sort of becomes a metzius to me. Now he has another pshat in the Leida and Leidia Leivoda. Leida Shida Tzatzma, Leidia Sachem, Livoda elakoil lil mitzvah uvadrek elakoil. So Livoda means that it becomes common understanding. This becomes the common understanding of humanity. Vilakan Livoda kiloshen ze masa shenoida elakoil. Shayedia hazois mispashetas elakoil. Inami keilo shlosh shenas hiskikri lachazika inyan. So this pshat seems to be that in a chenami, it's not something that is so important. In you know the distinctions, or maybe they could have just said leivoda, but by saying it three times, there's something about that in terms of the way you use the lashon that it's something that is very emphatic.
About whether or not,
Kriya Sola and things of that nature. You know, they're more that type of inyanim. But I think there's also a deeper inyan in terms of the Moinel Kedem, meaning he's a Kadman. It means that you cannot have Pirus HaKadosh Baruch Hu not mitzad nature, not mitzad morality. Anytime you ask a pircha, you're asking from a more basic point to a hemshich. The relationship is always from a more basic idea to a hemshich, and we structure it like that in our minds. Idea is going from basic to hemshich. So if I know that 2 and 2 equals 4, even if I have a fancy mathematical equation that will tell me that 2 and 2 equals 5, I will say the equation is wrong. You're not going to say, well, maybe the equation's right, 2 plus 2 is not 4. You'll say 2 plus 2 is 4 is a more basic idea, and the fancy equation you have, you either made a mistake or the equation is a pircha. Most of the time you ask a pircha on the equation is because it's based on something more basic than that. In geometry, you prove something by showing that the consequence of this not being a triangle is something that's a more basic idea. So in the world of nature and in the world of morality, what is the basic idea and what's the hemshir of it is very, very important. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Kadman is a very important idea over here. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Aschol L'Koil, which means that nothing else has... It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to come first. If I come first to a chasana, if I didn't come first, the guest after me also could have come. But if I didn't make a chasna, no guest would come. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the sheirish, why things are nimshach afterwards. So if Neishu Yisbarach haschola kach goyim hakala b'seif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the tachos in the Bria. L'kachom mishu ha-yoyitz ha-soy mishu tzar tzure b'teich ha-choyme, u'losh ha-tzure shuvo al-tzure mutbas. So tzure is that which is it, so to speak. It's what's it there to accomplish. So just like when I take some sort of building blocks and I build whatever machine or house I want out of it, that sort of is a certain end result that I transform on it. Here also, v'ama hua boirei hudava loiki hadavik b'nivroim. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a very, very tricky one. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dovuk B'Nivroim, but he's not Mutva B'Choyme, which means that we need to define in what way is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dovuk B'Nivroim. He says he's not a mutav chayma means, like, for instance, let's say you have. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a piece of a statue. So it's a piece of stone, and it looks like a certain horse and a rider and so on. So that surah is mutbas b'chayma. That surah doesn't have a makam except as being the shape of this chayma. Okay. Now, this statue that I have here of a person riding on a horse, I also gave to someone as a present, as an important present for his birthday, whatever it is. So now, this gift has three parts of it. The stone that it's made of, the shape of the horse and the rider that's on top of it, and the gift, Shaboy, which is its tsura. In other words, that's a certain sense, its definition, what it was used for. But it's not Dovet B'chayma. It's not the gift, it's not bound. The concept of gift is not bound to this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria is its Tzura, but in no way is that Tzura that's Mutra B'chayma. That's why the oil of tzura. That's why it's bria yitzirasiya. So that tzura is the tzura that finds itself already something which is beyond the surah that was passed. Bechain Ksivi says, it's all taninim. Ksiv ayivel kimas taninim akdolim. Odasav zinazal hulav yosin abasugoy. O bevade ki bebriya zois hulav yosin dovek bainya loiki. So Leviosin is the tzura that's shayach to losid lovoy. I mean, when we're going to eat from Leviosin, it means that we will be nana from a different type of mitzias. It's all a metaphor for that. Leviosin zeyatato sachik boy is kosher the tail to the head, and so on. All of these are. Metaphors for a certain type of bria that's beyond. So it belongs to a type of ruchnius that's beyond physical pieces. Well, the vavarik bria is the viyosin davar bria loyki. Well, by elah shem shayach bria. So by adam and leviyosin, bechein ala shemayim v'arz bechol shayach loshem bria b'shul zeh. So Shemayim and Oros also, he says, since they are in Yanim that are Le'ela, which is interesting because Shemayim, we understand that. Shemayim is the Oilah that's beyond. But what about Oros? Where do you have in Oros something that is beyond the physical? Why wouldn't we consider Oros also to be the physical? So I would assume, I would guess that it's something of the Klolius Ha'olam. As when we're talking about Bishas Mayim Saharetz, Haaretz means a metzias for Adam to find a place to be in. We're not talking about each particular spoonful of soil, we're talking about the Klolius Ha'olam.
I was just wondering, the first of the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim is Kel, and Chesed Kel Kalayim, and Elam Chesed Yibane. Is it perhaps Nirmaz also, like we're saying, that the Aleph and the Lamed is Meir on the Haschol, and that's the Haschol of everything, and that's why that's
being kind of the
Right.
So I can hear that also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.